This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian troops continued to pound the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Friday, and launched a barrage of missiles on the outskirts of the western city of Lviv. The early morning attack on Lviv's edge was the closest strike yet to the center of the city, which has become a crossroads for people fleeing from other parts of Ukraine and for others entering to deliver aid or join the fight. In city after city around Ukraine, hospitals, schools, and buildings where people sought safety have been attacked. Rescue workers search for survivors in the ruins of the theater that served as a shelter when it was blasted by a Russian airstrike Wednesday in the besieged southern city of Mariupol. But speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York Friday, UN Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia denied Russia had anything to do with the attack on the theater in Mariupol.
The theater in Mariupol was not bombed by Russia. I spoke about it, and you may refer to my statement. I do not know anything about the trenches with killed babies in it. I haven't seen it.
Meanwhile, rescuers continue to search for survivors from that airstrike where hundreds of people were sheltering, or in the theater where hundreds of people were sheltering. The Ukrainian Parliament's Human Rights Commissioner said Friday 130 people had survived, but that hundreds still remain unaccounted for. Video and photos provided by the Ukrainian military showed that the theater building had been reduced to a roofless shell with some exterior walls collapsed. An official with the Mariupol's mayor's office said the building had a relatively modern basement bomb shelter to design such airstrikes. This is VOA News. As Russian troops pressed their lethal attacks on Ukrainian cities Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared at a huge patriotic rally in Moscow, marking the 8th anniversary of the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Putin, speaking to a crowd of tens of thousands of people at a stadium, praised the Russian military for its actions in Ukraine. He says, shoulder to shoulder, they help and support each other. Footage broadcast on national television portrays a loudly cheering, flag-waving crowd, chanting Russia at times and waving national flags. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says Africa's COVID-19 vaccination rate rose by 15% between January and February of this year, as several countries embarked on mass vaccination drives to expand coverage and protect populations from the pandemic. The WHO's Africa Regional Office says the increase in COVID vaccinations on the continent was driven mainly by campaigns in populous countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. WHO Regional COVID-19 Manager Dr. Thurno Baldi tells VOA that while some nations are acting as if the pandemic is over, Africa needs to remain vigilant, noting new outbreaks in China and Hong Kong. The WHO Africa and other organizations are supporting mass vaccination drives in at least 10 priority countries to reach 100 million people by the end of the month. Zimbabwe's government says it's embarking on its national vaccination blitz beginning Monday. In an initial vote, German lawmakers approved a measure Friday to abolish most of Germany's COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, despite a surge in infections with almost 300,000 new daily cases reported Friday. The lower house of Germany's parliament passed an amendment to end the pandemic rules in a 388-277 vote with two abstentions. The upper house of parliament is expected to consider the measure later Friday. The changes would mean that the requirement to wear masks will be dropped for most public settings beginning Sunday, though they still may be required on public transport. Visitors to healthcare homes in the country will also need to continue providing negative COVID-19 tests, but that requirement will be dropped elsewhere. Repeating this hour's top story, Russian troops continued to pound the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Friday, and launched a barrage of missiles on the outskirts of the western city of Lviv. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.